Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, we are Made by Mamas, Zoe Hardman
and Georgia Dayton,
and we are back with our brand new series of our podcast, and we're so excited to be here again. For those of you that do not know us,
we met a couple of years ago in a coffee shop in Cheltenham when we were both pregnant, and now 3 kids later and with one on the way, here we are.
Yay, Georgia's pregnant. We're still here with all of our love, support and non-judgmental advice and all of those tips on products that we love and brands that we're obsessed about. And this series, you're going to hear things on co-sleeping, breastfeeding,
relationships, fitness,
a little bit of sex. It's all in there. We're really excited for you to hear it. Let's get on with it. So this week we are talking about fashion and beauty.
Our faves.
Our absolute faves.
Aside from sleep.
Oh yes, sleep. Wow. Both G and I really love clothes. We are big clothes horses. But our style has definitely changed since having our kids, and definitely our beauty regime has as well. Just has to be a lot quicker.
Everything has to be quicker. You have to get ready quicker, dressed quicker. Sometimes I get dressed in the dark because I don't want to wake people up.
I mean,
in
if
the
you
house.
Get dressed in the dark, you look amazing, G. Yeah, and also just doing your makeup, having the time to do your makeup properly. Like my general makeup routine is, you know, literally a bit of blush, cream blusher, lip gloss and mascara, and I'm out the door. You know, learning how to do your makeup quicker when you're a mum and you haven't got time, you've got a toddler tugging at your legs or whatever, is a real skill.
Yeah, exactly. And where you don't need a steady hand as well.
Oh my God, yeah. I've lost that for some reason. And also clothes as well, just adapting. You know, before I had my kids, I was in, you know, high heels and skinny jeans and, you know, just, I basically was just out there with the curls and the lips and everything. And now I'm a bit more like, look, I'll still wear my uniform, but I'll just kind of mix it up a bit with flats and like really great blazers. And it just has changed. More casual, I think, is the
yeah,
word.
Yeah, it is more casual. And also, you do still care and you still do want to look good, no matter if you're going to like playgroup or you're going to the office or whatever. You still want to feel like you. So it's nice to, you know, change your style a bit, but just adapt it. So I live in trainers now, as you know, but the rest of the stuff is pretty much what I'd wear before, but I just wear trainers to make it comfy.
I think it's so important not to lose your identity once you've had a child. And I think remembering who you were, how you dressed, how you looked, and making a little bit of effort and keeping that going is super important for your soul.
Yeah,
it just say it's just makeup and clothes, and I say to them,
it ain't.
Bugger off.
So this week we're chatting to two women who know beauty and fashion more than anybody else we know. They're lovely girls, and I can't wait to find out what they've got to say.
Let's get to it.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So it's always a really exciting week when we get to sit down with the amazing people that we managed to get on our podcast. And this week, we are absolutely thrilled that we have managed to bag a really, really great chat with two wonderful women who are fantastic mummies. They've each got two babies. They are very close friends. They met when they were styling and working at a magazine. They are This Is Mothership. It is Gem and Sam!
Can you just come with us everywhere we go and hype us up?
And then I go, and then you walk in. Ladies, thank you.
Thank you. Hi.
How are you both?
We are good.
We're good.
You didn't get dressed for us today.
I know.
We are in onesies.
Sam is in a onesie, speak for yourself. I'm in leggings and a top, which is classed as day wear.
Loungewear.
We're basically both in PJs.
Onesie. I think it's from the White Company. It's great.
It's a White Company onesie. And I think, you know, if you could ever go out in a onesie, this would be the one that
it would.
Have you been walking around in it in the area?
I dropped Leo off in nursery in it with a coat over the top, and then I turned up at Gemma's front door in it.
Basically, so all we want in life, so we have our older kids in nurseries on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, so we're just with the babies, and we always work together on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and all we ever want in life is a quiet Tuesday or Wednesday that never happens. So today, obviously, you lovelies have come to us, so we were like, we're not getting dressed today. This is a very rare occasion where we get to just sit in the house and get some work done.
Also, we were saying the other day, when we were younger, we used to spend so much money on going out clothes, and now we spend money on staying in clothes.
Oh my god, loungewear.
Do you know what? I've just started working from home, and I think the last 2 weeks while I was in my old job, all I was doing is like walking past shops and buying loungewear, investing in loungewear. Yeah, and so I used to be looking for like nice boots, nice coats, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to be going outside anymore.
I've never even put a pair of heels in anymore.
Oh my god, no. Don't talk to me about wearing heels.
Let's talk about This Is Mothership. So tell us how you guys met and tell us why you started.
So, a long story that we will summarise. So I am a fashion and celebrity stylist, which I've done for about 10 years. Sam has been a beauty director at various magazines, but at the end it was at Stylist magazine for almost 10 years. And then we both had our oldest kids. We followed each other on Instagram. We didn't know each other at all. We knew of each other from being in similar work industries. Yeah. But we'd never officially met. And after I had my daughter and I went back to work, and I went back to work when she was 6 weeks old, and I was on a photo shoot and I had to pump because my boobs were about to explode. And I was in a janitor's cupboard perched up on a loo and pumping away, and the art director came and was banging on the door saying, "Get out, the stylist can't leave the set, come back, you need to be on
the
set."
It's shocking.
Awful. And obviously I had a 6 week old baby who I didn't really want to leave. I was super hormonal. And I was crying in the toilet being like, what am I doing? Why have I gone back to work? This is crazy. What am I going to do with my life? My past life was flying everywhere, doing photo shoots, going all over the world and being away from home quite a lot. And I just realised I didn't want to do that. So me and Sam had become Insta friends.
We'd started to like each other's pictures, and that gradually like led
progressed
to commenting on each other's pictures.
It's the start of a good relationship. Like dating.
And then, I remember I was in bed one night and
We did the pink hair thing first.
Oh yeah.
I'd said on mine that I wanted to dye my hair pink. On Instagram I'd said it, and Sam had replied, and I'd obviously thought, oh, she's a beauty director, she knows everything about pink hair, I'll do what she says.
And then one night I was in bed and I got a DM on Twitter. Now, I don't even have Twitter anymore on my phone. So, you know, and it was like, hi, this is really random. I know we don't know each other, but I kind of want to set something up for mums who are into fashion and beauty. And do you want to maybe meet up and chat?
At the end it said, like, P.S. this is really weird. If you find this really weird, please ignore it.
Yeah.
And then she replied
and I turned around to my husband and I was like, this random girl's just sent me this DM. And he was like, well, what else are you doing? And we were both on maternity leave, so I messaged and I was like, hi, yeah, what are you doing at 3 o'clock tomorrow? And the next day I turned up at her house at 3. I remember she had bagels. And we sat and we brainstormed, and you know what, when you're a mum you don't have any time to do anything anymore. So we thought, if we're going to do this, we got on quite well. So we were like, you know what, let's try it.
We took the first commitment in a relationship, which was buying a domain name together.
We got it at 3 o'clock. By 4 o'clock, we bought it. We'd come up with the name and we bought a domain name.
Do you remember any of the other names that you had?
No, it was quite quick.
We wanted the mothership, but it was gone. So then we went for This
and
Is Mothership.
I think that This Is must have been something to do with One Direction, because what's their album? This Is Us.
This Is Us.
We called it a lie. It's definitely
something to do with One Direction.
No, it's nothing to do with One Direction. I mean,
a subconscious decision, like maybe that had been playing on the radio, maybe we'd heard that this is, because what else is this is from?
We so anyway, by that afternoon, we decided to go into business together with someone that we didn't even know. Yep. And so we did that. And then the next evening, she came to my house and we built a website at my kitchen table. My husband was like, hi, nice to meet you.
You're like, I'm going to be here a lot now.
Yeah. And that was it.
Yeah. And then we knew, because Sam was going back, she was on maternity leave. She was going back to stylist 3 weeks later because it was the end. And we thought, if we don't do this in 3 weeks, we're never ever going to get it done. So we just thought, let's just put our all into it. It was good we had a deadline because obviously that makes you get on with it. So we just did it all. We put some content together. We started Instagram. We had no idea about Instagram properly. Like, we'd been doing it ourselves, but we didn't really realise how to run a business.
We didn't know what went into doing a whole like Insta business and a blog, like
you do kind of learn as you go a bit, don't you?
Absolutely.
I mean, like being in a working in magazines for years, you're only used to doing your bit. So like I was the writer, or I would shoot or something, you know, to go with my stories. But then all of a sudden we were like the sub editor, and we were the photographer, and we were the picture director, and like we were doing everything. And it was almost like being in a creating your own magazine, but doing
everything.
Whole thing.
We were everything, and we were new mums, and we were also doing our other jobs.
It was a bit
well
much.
Done.
A bit much.
I really want to obviously talk to you about the fashion and stuff, but I just really sort of want to understand what the ethos is about, you know, This Is Mothership. Like, why are you doing it? You want to help mums out who are into fashion but don't have any time for them.
Basically, so what we found when we were both on maternity leave was that there was no one out there that was talking to mums saying, it's okay, you've had a baby, you can still be yourself, you're not just a mum. You can still wear exactly what you used to wear, you can still put on the same makeup you used to put on. It was everything we read about becoming a mum was, you must buy this changing bag, and it wasn't that nice a changing bag. And
yeah, and like all of the baby magazines weren't really talking to us, they all just... You know, they talk to some people, just not to us. Yeah. And we were like, you know what? People... We still go shopping in Topshop. We still buy Elle magazine. We still do all this stuff. But there was nothing
cool
in there.
We still want to go to cool places on the weekend. And we want to take our babies out to cool places. We're not just
so we were like,
getting sucked into being
just
a mum.
Talking to us. So let's use our expertise. You know, Gemma's been a fashion stylist for 10 years. I've been a beauty editor for 10 years. We know a lot of stuff. Let's just pull it all together and talk to mums in that way. So... You know, we can give you the speediest beauty tricks, the products that really work. Gemma will tell you, you know, this dress looks nice on me, but actually it won't look nice on you. But if you try, if you look like this, try this. If you look like that, try that. And just like cut all of the crap out.
Yeah. And also I think sometimes people make you feel guilty for still caring.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know like a few family members used to say to me things like, oh, but you won't care about that once you've had the baby. Oh, no, or you won't care about how you look.
Yeah.
I remember when I was pregnant with Leo, one of the like biggest things to me was I needed to get a changing bag, but I didn't like any of them out there, and they all have flowers or owls or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, some people might like flowers and owls, but I didn't want one. You know, I carried a really nice designer handbag in my like normal life, so why was I just suddenly going to carry something
and
awful?
I remember because it was my 30th birthday when I was pregnant with Belle, just before I had her. And my girlfriends had asked what I wanted, and I'd seen like a Moschino backpack, and I was like, I want this as a baby changing bag. And a few of them were pregnant, like, don't be ridiculous, you need to get a proper baby changing bag. And I was like, why can't I make this a baby changing bag?
Yeah, I had that.
It was that whole patronising, even when you have a baby you'll understand that why you can't have that. And I was like, no, I'm going to have it. 3 years later, I still use that.
I think people are like, you need something with all the compartments. And I'm like, well, I can just buy little zip-up bags inside and just make it.
So we just wanted to educate mums on this kind of thinking because there just wasn't anyone else doing it.
And what about maternity style? So when you were both pregnant, did you buy lots of maternity clothes or did you just adapt?
We tell people just not to spend money.
It's so bad, isn't it?
I just don't.
Why has nobody brought out something good?
Let's do it, guys. But it's just because it doesn't make money, because it's such a temporary fix for people. But we always say to people, get a few pairs of jeans, a bottom half fine, get maternity jeans, get a couple of Topshop pairs. They do all the same styles in maternity as they do in your regular ones. So look at the label and see what you used to wear and buy that for maternity. But your top half, we've got it all on our Insta page. There's so many tips and tricks. It's just about adapting your wardrobe. And usually you can just get away with nothing. I literally, for my second pregnancy, I didn't buy one maternity thing. I wore the same jeans I'd worn the first time round. I probably
I probably bought some stuff just because I like shopping. yeah, but you just don't need to. You can go through a whole 9 months without buying any maternity.
The only issue I found, and we've had a lot of people that sort of say the same, is that I love wearing high-waisted jeans and I love tucking t-shirts.
Yeah, that was the problem. We couldn't wear our belts anymore. We couldn't tuck things.
So then I found myself having to wear jumpers that came over my bum, but then I felt really massive and really uncomfortable. So tips for that.
Yeah, I think, well, I'm the same, so I've got short legs, so I always wear something high-waisted because it makes my legs look longer. So for me, when I was pregnant, to not tuck things in, and also a thing I wear, this sounds like an advert for Moschino, but I have a Moschino belt I wear pretty much every day of my life, which is terrible, but and it's a waisted belt.
You did buy a new belt at one point.
I know,
point.
I just didn't, yeah, I have a Gucci. I have a Gucci because I was like, oh, well, if I buy this, then I'll mix it up, I just never wear it. I know. Anyway, you just have to think of different ways to lengthen your body, because people like high-waisted because it makes you appear like longer and slimmer, so you just have to think of alternative ways. So I often say to people, get like an oversized denim shirt and wear it open with like a t-shirt underneath, a v-neck t-shirt, and the long lines of the denim shirt like elongate your body, so it draws people's eyes downwards, which is the same thing as what denim does.
Really good tip.
Like long necklaces like you're both wearing, that draws the eye downwards as well, so it makes you appear like slimmer and longer, basically.
Oh, they're great tips.
Really great tips. And talking about maternity wear, firstly, I would love your five top maternity brands that you swear by, and then it would be really, come
five.
On. Five.
Well, that is top five.
Do you know what we really rated those?
Mother Care
Biker.
Mother Care, and they've done them again this year. They do a biker skinny leg jean. So they do, it's a thinner denim, so it stretches a bit more than normal denim, so you can move about and you're much more comfortable, because there's probably nothing worse than uncomfortable jeans when you're pregnant. They do that maternity, Mother Care. I think they're about £30, or actually I think they're £28. I'd say H&M for only for nursing bras, feeding bras, are brilliant. More of a crop top version, really thin straps, so it's not ugly if you want to wear it under something else. It's a lot more discreet.
Primark Best.
Yes. They're not maternity, but well,
they work. Do they
have
work?
To be dedicated maternity.
Yeah, not dedicated maternity. So basically, this
Gemma
is for
me present, and it was one was white, one was black, and really long, stretchy vests from Primark.
Yeah,
put so under like really, any job.
Yeah, so basically, then you can wear all of your old clothes, and you don't have that gap where your giant belly is hanging out. So basically, you're layering. So all you see at the bottom is the lengthened part of the vest, and then you can just put whatever top on over it.
Nice.
So that's three.
ASOS.
Just good quick fix, especially when you're feeling a bit crappy and you just want to do a quick online shop and see something sparkly or whatever.
We really liked ASOS during our pregnancy.
I bought a lot of like occasion wear from ASOS. Like if I was pregnant during the summer, so I had like weddings and like parties and that kind of thing to go to.
Do you know what else? Number five, Boohoo maternity.
Yes.
Depending on what it is, because some of the stuff is quite cheap looking, like, and obviously you don't want it to be super cheap because when you're pregnant and if something tears in the middle, that's terrible. But yeah, for occasion wear, they actually do a lot of like either bandeau dresses or just plain black thick jersey, like a double line jersey, so that doesn't show lumps and bumps, but quite good for just dressing up for if you've got a wedding, like just a super plain black dress, tights and heels, and then put on loads of jewellery. But who has some secret hidden gems?
And how important do you think it is to retain some of your style during pregnancy? Because, I mean, during Luna, my first pregnancy, I felt I just didn't know what I was doing. I just didn't feel like me. I felt like I was wearing horrible clothes. And during this Kit's pregnancy, I really was like, right, do you know what? I'm actually just not going to disappear for 9 months this time.
I didn't really notice that your style changed at all when you were pregnant with Kit. I did the same with Leo. I just kind of lived in jeans and jumpers and didn't really make that much of an effort. If I did, I'd put a blazer on or something. But then with Alfie, because we were, this was our job and we had to go to events and take pictures and things, made far more effort. And actually, I look at pictures between the two and I look way more like me the second time around.
I think it's so important. Above and beyond anything, like mentally, to feel yourself is one of the most important things. Like when you look in the mirror before you go out in the morning, especially when you've got 1,000 hormones flying around. So I think, hugely important. I think you should just take a second in the morning, especially if it's your first pregnancy. You've got all the time in the world.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
About products. Products for pregnancy. Okay. Yeah. Well, I like tried everything. Gemma, what did you use? Like one thing. Gemma used like the same bio oil pregnancies.
I didn't use it the second time.
No.
But I was obsessed first time and second time with the Walida stretch oil. Yes. Did you try it?
I've used it.
I just thought it was a really nice thing to do, especially first time around when you don't really understand what's going on and your body's changing so much, just to like reconnect at the end of the day and just be like, give a bit of time to your bump and whatever's going on.
So I used that, and I also liked the Palmer's stretch mark cream as well.
Oh yeah.
The Bloom and Blossom, I used that leg revitalizing spray. You know, at the end when you've got like really heavy legs, I used to spray it on when I got into bed. It's some sort of cooling mist, but actually it's the only time I've thought in pregnancy like a product actually
works. You get really achy legs at night, don't you, during pregnancy?
Yeah.
I found I got really itchy.
Yeah, lots of people get itchy.
I was really... So Sam, quickly, on the oil and the cream, which comes first? Because I think a lot of people don't know that.
The oil on first and then put the cream on top.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. I did that.
You got it right. Well done, Jude.
And then Elemis have this stretch mark oil. It's in the red bottle. I think it's a frangipani stretch mark oil that Victoria Beckham used. So I was like, okay, I'm just going
to have to use that.
Phoebe used it. I'm using it,
Just use that.
And then, you know, talking about makeup, because obviously, as you said, during the first pregnancy, it's quite easy to kind of spend time doing makeup. How has your beauty regime changed since having your second?
My goodness. Well, I think it changed. The biggest shock was having the first baby, and suddenly you have no time to get ready. I mean, like hair tonguing routine and, you know, putting all of your different layers of makeup on. And all of a sudden it was like, oh my God, I've got a like toddler or a baby sat on my knee and having to learn how to do things with one hand.
Yeah.
So... first time around when I had Leo, suddenly I like scrapped all of my makeup and it was all about pencils, like using pencils for everything. We've done a post on this, I think, before.
Pencils?
Yeah, so eye crayons and lip crayons and then using them on your cheek as well and highlighting crayons and sticks and things that you don't need brushes for, you don't need millions of things and you can use with one hand.
That's great.
So, I mean, I'm demonstrating here but none of you can see me.
So you look a little bit crazy, but I can see
like
you.
An eye crayon, so Bobbi Brown one in taupe, and there's like a really nice Chanel do a really nice one, and there's an Ico one called In Me and My Shadow. Anyway, so you just literally scribble it on with one hand, toddler on your knee holding it, scribble on with one hand and use your finger and literally just blend it in, and that's it done, and it looks like a smoky eye you've made so much effort with. Same go with lip crayons, and also just put a bit on your cheeks and like tap it in, and that's it. And it's such a difference.
We get a lot of messages about tired, dull looking skin, you know, no time to do the fact, because I used to be a fan of like a three layers, you know, first on with the brush, then a sponge, and then I put a bit of glow, and now I'm like one layer if I can. Yeah. So I guess beauty tips for kind of making your skin feel alive when you're exhausted.
So creamy textures are always great, better than powders. So if you use like a powder blusher, switch it for a cream blusher. You know, you use powders, don't you?
Only for a dab at the end,
Because it's all about, you need like a glow to your skin, like a little bit of a sheen to stop it from looking too tired. Anything matte will automatically just make you look a bit grey, cakey, tired. So all about glow. So either if you use a face oil underneath, or if you use a little bit of like a highlighter tapped on your cheekbones, something like that would be really
good. Do you rate Charlotte Tilbury?
Love Charlotte Tilbury, but there's also cheaper options that work really well. Charlotte Tilbury Filmstar Bronzing Glow is really good. But I think it's £50 and you only get two shades in it, so it depends. There's other ones as well.
On the high street that you can find, but a good highlighter, you'd say.
Yeah, a really good highlighter.
And the thing we talk the most about, which I can't believe you've not even mentioned.
Yeah, the thing we talk the most about is, so this is our best trick. Concealer, all of a sudden, when you're a mum, doesn't work anymore. You're like, what is going on?
I know!
Like, the bag's so dark. So, Becca, so it's called... Becca Under Eye Correcting. Is it Becca Under Eye Corrector?
Corrector. Yeah, correct.
Corrector. And it's a little pot. And you just put a little bit on in the darkest points of your dark circles, which is like the inner corner. Put your concealer on top. So basically the corrector has eradicated the darkness, so the concealer is just, you know, evening things out.
This is so good. This is why I love these women.
I can't even tell you how much we talk about it.
I know,
so
I wish we knew from the start how many people have bought Becca since we talked about it all the time. But we should speak to Becca about this.
It's completely, it's a pot. I mean, how big is that size?
Like a 50p piece.
50p coin. Anyway, I've used the entire pot.
Yeah.
Completely gone, because I use it every single day.
Where do you buy this magic?
It used to only be Space NK, but now it's John Lewis as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, don't know where we're going after this.
Exactly, honestly,
so good. And back to clothes. So we talked about loungewear earlier before we started recording this podcast. Where do you buy like the nicest loungewear? Because I think as a new mum, that's such a nice gift to get. Totally. Like as your baby shower present.
One of the best presents that I got when I had Alfie, it was a pair of Ray Feather slippers with my initials on, and every time I story them, people are like, oh my god, wear those, wear those, wear
such a nice present for a new mom.
So nice.
We're all about that. Like when people have babies and they're like, oh, what should we get the baby? And we're like, don't get the baby anything.
Get the mom something.
Like the baby gets a million things.
And loungewear and slippers that are really nice and luxe make you feel nice when you're like sat with a baby, you've had no sleep, it's 2 a.m, you've got sick, you know, like just something that makes you feel a bit special.
I think throughout our lives we would always just sort of run in somewhere like Primark, just grab another pair of pyjama bottoms, or you've got old scabby t-shirts that you've had since you were 13.
So true.
And now is the time, guys, to get rid of them. Anyway, so it's just, you're going to get the Primark things and wear them, even say for a year, and then get rid of it. It's better to sort of invest in loungewear now. This is the time, because you're going to make the most out of it. But the White Company, Above and Beyond, obviously.
Yeah, they're so amazing. Yeah, so feels really luxe and really beautiful.
And a lot of stuff. So the White Company do, it's a cashmere version of like joggies and a hoodie. It's not as expensive as normal cashmere because it's not 100% cashmere, which some people are like, oh, but it's not 100% cashmere, but it means you can put it in the washing machine.
I was going to say that. I shrink so much cashmere. Yeah,
which is way better because mums don't have time to hand wash, dry clean.
And it just makes you feel so nice if you've got, so I've got this White Company onesie on today and I can do the school run in it, but I still feel nice.
Can you?
Yeah, you drop me off and I'll
you can. She looks gorgeous.
I'm enjoying
it. Nursery. My coat on. But another one.
It doesn't look like pyjamas.
It doesn't look like pyjamas. Yeah. And it's just so comfy to sit in.
Yeah. And also, your husband still finds you attractive.
I mean,
which is weird.
He would argue, no. I sent him a picture of what I was wearing before I left out, just to say, like, wouldn't you like to have a job where you can wear a onesie to work? And he sent back, why do you look like a Teletubby? Anyway,
remember when we were pregnant, we were at Gap, did a Christmas, a striped onesie thing. We were massively pregnant in these striped things. We looked like pregnant elves.
Probably
pregnant elves.
Why does everyone love a onesie? I love a onesie.
I love a onesie. Men don't get onesies.
It's weird that we love it because it's so inconvenient. Like when you need to pee, you've got to take like the whole thing.
You're naked.
It's essentially a big baby grow.
It is, exactly.
But Misha Lounge as well is a brand on ASOS that is so nice. It's not that expensive either, is it? And I got a really nice pair of trousers and a little co-ord thing, and everyone loved that on Instagram.
And can we talk about baby fashion?
Yes.
So,
favourite topic.
Is it? Do you dress? I mean, because before I had Luna, I was like, I'm not going to put her in those little headbands, and then suddenly here's a headband with another bow. I was like, what have I turned into? How much do you love it?
Well, first of all, when I fell pregnant and when I found out I was having a daughter, I texted everyone I knew saying, whatever happens, don't buy her anything pink because she will not be wearing pink. Anyway, she's just turned 3 and her favourite colour is pink. So everyone's like, remember when you texted us saying don't buy pink? Anyway, we lasted a good 2.5 years just with her having a monochrome wardrobe, which is obviously like my dream in life. It's funny, I was like obsessed with it, bought her so many clothes. I still love it. She's getting into it a lot more now. Like, she's like, Mommy, what should we wear today? And like, her favourite thing is if I wear the same thing as her, or like if she's wearing leopard print and I wear something leopard print, she's like, Mommy, we're the same. I love it. Like, fashion's my life. So to have a daughter who does it, do you know, my children are my life. I'm a my husband also. Like, to have a daughter who loves it and she's genuinely like interested in it and stuff is amazing.
What would you say if people turn around to you and say, how can you say that fashion is your life when it's just clothes?
Guys, I can't be friends with anyone that says that. Are you mad? No, I think it's different having it as a career. Like, this has been my career for probably actually more than 10 years now. I see it in a different way. It like makes me feel creative. It gets my fire burning. I love it. I love looking at costume, not necessarily just what people wear walking down the street, but actually costume and like intricate details of things and that kind of thing. Mm. So yeah, but I wouldn't be friends with
it. Having walked into your home, I now get it. It's so beautiful.
It's
everything
so beautiful.
Is like it's black and white, but then you've got these amazing injections of colour, and I feel like it represents.
It's kind of the same as my wardrobe.
Yes.
I generally wear black with a bright something or leopard print.
A pop of colour.
A pop of colour. So, yeah.
So what are your favourite kids' clothes brands?
Yes.
It's really hard, isn't it? I've only realised now since I've had my son Ace the difference between finding things for boys and finding things for girls.
Like 2 years, we'd be invited to launches and kids' clothes launches, and we'd go and there'd be like the tiniest section for boys and the entire room for girls. And I was always like, well, this is a bit shit. And Gemma was like, this is amazing, this is so much.
And I obviously didn't care until I found out that I was having a son. it is really hard. Funnily, weirdly, even though that this is the case, a lot of the stuff that I dressed my daughter in was boys' clothes. She was always in black and white and grey anyway. So now a lot of her things that she used to wear when she was younger, I've now given to Ace, because it's all just the same sorts of stuff. Yeah. But it is so hard to find good boys' things.
But I do think the interesting thing is, even though there's less stuff for boys, it's more tasteful than a lot of the stuff in the shops for girls. Yeah. Like, I look at a lot of the stuff in the shops for girls, and I'm like, Jesus, if I had a girl, I would not be dressing her in all of this unicorn bra.
I love a unicorn at the moment.
Oh my god, so much unicorn.
But we like Mylene Klass's range for Mothercare.
It's beautiful.
It's just, she does such good stuff. Nice.
But generally, the whole thing is monochrome. That's why we like it.
H&M.
Next. Good quality as well. You actually feel like them too. It's a lot nicer and it washes better and stuff.
I like the pyjamas in Next usually.
My daughter wears lots of Next pyjamas. Where else is good? There's lots of little independent brands on Instagram that you find. It's obviously pricier. There's something called Wolf Cub that I struggled to get good leopard print leggings for my daughter, but she makes them herself, this girl, and so she always made a really good
leopard print. And there's an Insta store called The Little Prince that just does a really good selection of boys' stuff if you've got boys and struggling to find boys as well.
We love Outfit Kids.
Outfit's good.
It's really good. Yeah. Really good.
They don't change the... seem to get like... new stock in that often though. I feel like I'm always looking on there and it's the same stuff.
But what I actually did with Outfit, which I do quite a lot of Belle stuff, I always get like much bigger sizes for her, so jumpers, I get her to wear them oversized, because it was quite hard. 0 to 3 is obviously one category and then you get 3+, so when she was sort of even 1 or 2, like her jumpers are age 5 to 6, just really oversized, and she wear them with tights and boots. No, we should wear it with tights and boots as a dress instead, because they generally did better older girls' clothes than younger.
River Island Kids is good.
Yes. Really good.
And they've just launched River Island Baby.
Wardrobe is basically River Island H&M.
Leo is such a River Island kid.
Yeah, and then he's got a few bits from Ferry. They had some good stuff.
We're obsessed with River Island Baby.
Yeah,
the new baby. It's so gorgeous. Like, they just sent Kit the cream.
The hoodie.
No, it was the Coord, the cream set with the little baubles on it.
And oh, that was amazing.
It looks so cute, isn't it?
We've dressed the boys with the wings on the back.
They were like furry jumpers.
Yes.
Yeah. It is hard though. Like, to find really good, especially the boys' stuff.
And also, it's very expensive, you know, if you're buying muzzies and
Do you know what? Actually, Primark is good. Yeah. We get them a lot of stuff in Primark.
Yeah, especially the nursery clothes.
I was going to say, I buy all nursery clothes in Primark.
Yeah. I think a really good tip is, as well, if you're on your first baby and you're having a girl, just get neutral baby grows, you know, baby grows, or grey and black, grey and white stripes, or whatever it is, because now all the stuff that I had for Luna, I mean, I obviously just dressed her in all the monochrome, Kit's wearing it. Not that I have an issue with colour anyway, because I'm like, who cares?
I've seen Kit in a pink baby.
Yeah, he has a couple. And the pink bib. He looks at me like that, totally pink bib on me.
He knows. What I do now that Belle's interested in fashion and stuff, when it comes to nursery, I used to be like, what do you want to wear? And she'd pull out like some fancy thing, and I'm like, no, you can't wear that to nursery. And she'd obviously have a meltdown. So now I've made a drawer of basically just Primark stuff. And when I say to her what you want to wear, it's like, this is your nursery drawer, and she's whatever you want out of here. So then I know that nothing's going
to
get ruined.
My problem now is Leo just wants to go everywhere in fancy dress. Like, he either wants to go dressed as Batman, dressed as Catboy, dressed as Bobby Builder. Always asks if he can take his Fireman Sam hat with him.
The hottest day of the year, and he would not take off Fireman Sam.
Yeah, he dresses Fireman Sam the whole time. It was basically him in a Fireman Sam hat and no clothes.
He's a superhero.
Yeah, he just loves it all. Like, we went to, on his birthday, he had to dress as Batman, and we went to a My First Year's event at the Lanesborough. He got the train, the tube, walked through central London, went to the Lanesborough dressed as Batman.
Brilliant.
It was like 32 degrees.
It was so hot.
If I could go everywhere as Catwoman, I would.
Yeah. Why not?
Do you let the boys play with your makeup?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, Leo's actually got his own
brush.
Hang on a second.
If this was any other person, a normal person at home, they would probably say no. Sam has like more makeup than like at this Boots flagship store socks.
Oh my god, I need a picture of this.
Yeah, so it's okay that he plays with her makeup, because if something gets destroyed,
at my dressing table, if I'm sitting there, he'll be like, Mummy, can I sit with you? He sits on my knee or next to me, and he has his own makeup brush, which has never been used, but he will sit and he'll like do something while I'm putting my makeup on. And I've got a USB. It's basically a Charlotte Tilbury USB that looks like a lipstick. And he says, "Mommy, can I put my thing on?" And it's this big USB, and he basically just rubs it over his face or rubs his brush on it and then just puts it all over his face. And Nick's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "It's fun."
Axel wears lip gloss. Yeah, if I put lip gloss on, he's like, "Axel be pretty too."
Leo's got a tin of Vaseline in his bedroom, and he's like, "Mommy, do your lips hurt? Shall I put some on you?"
Sorrel does that so funny with Vaseline.
I had a really quite an intense conversation with another very well-known mummy blogger about makeup, and I have a very kind of quite a casual view about it. Like, I don't care that Luna plays with my makeup. I don't have like a big thing about makeup. I don't think that it's a shield. I just think it adds, and whatever you want to do with it, you can. Yeah. That's my opinion. And she was like, no, I don't want my child going near my makeup. I think it's a mask and everything else. Belle and you, do you have any of those fears?
She like uses my Estee Lauder lipstick, puts on her lips. Yeah. Like, no, I don't at all. I think dress up and fancy dress, I think, is quite an important part of childhood. I think it's not necessarily, it's not a mask, it's being creative. And I think it comes maybe from my job, or I would never say it's covering up something that's there. I think it's better to have the freedom, let them do what they want to do, let her explore, let her be creative, and then decide later on. So she's not going to wear a full face of makeup to go to school when she turns 4.
Like, I don't have daughters, but I grew up in my mum's beauty salon, so I grew up around makeup constantly, and then my whole job is beauty and makeup. But then I would never buy someone's daughter a pretend makeup set, because I just feel like it's a bit weird.
So interesting.
I don't know. And if I did have daughters, I maybe wouldn't. Like, if everything's pink and, like, you've got makeup, like, a pretend fancy, like, makeup station, and everything's to do with Barbies and playing, I don't know, I find that a bit weird. So I think if I had a daughter, want them to play with lots of other things and encourage them to play superheroes as well as just makeup and things like that.
There's a big debate going on at the moment about Disney.
Even though it is my career, I don't think it's right to just push it on little girls.
But sometimes it's natural.
Yeah. Belle has this pink thing. Like, she was so happy wearing black and white and being the same as me and everything. And she's obviously someone at nursery or what she sees on TV and princess dresses. It's come out of nowhere and she's obsessed with it. It's just Halloween and she's some fairy butterfly princess unicorn or something
so
that she's dressed up as. But I think it's just, it's around them so much. Yeah. I don't think you can control that sort of thing.
Yeah. No.
And also, everything's a phase.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I know it's going to pass. And she'll get to a stage when she's 16 and she'll only wear black, and I'll be really upset that she's only wearing black, because it's too, like, who knows?
You'll love it when she walks in the door and she's in her black leather.
Yeah, you're my girl.
So I guess, just to sort of round up with you, because we could sit here and talk to you all day, because you're so amazing, we love what you do. Where do you want to take This Is Mothership, and is it about helping mums and making them feel self-confident again, and is that the direction that you're heading in?
Definitely. A massive part of it is we didn't realise how easy it is for us to pass on a simple piece of information and how that would make someone feel so good. Like, we get the loveliest messages from people saying we've changed their outlook, they had a baby a few months ago and they felt horrible, and we've made them feel good again, and they can't believe that it takes such a short amount of time to do that. But we obviously want to take it, as with everybody, wants to take it to the next level. We want to take over the world, you know.
We just need some time.
We want to be the president of America.
So
we're happy to float along just now because we've got the babies and we want to enjoy them. They're 9 months old now, and we feel like we worked from when they were 5 weeks, 6 weeks as well.
This is our job now. Yeah. So I handed in my notice at Stylist last year to do this full time, and Gemma doesn't style so much anymore. So, you know, as ambitious as we were with our jobs pre-children to get to the top of, you know, the career ladder that we were on, we're equally as ambitious with This Is Mothership, you know, and we want to see where it goes and what we can do with it.
We're in conversations about having a book coming out, and we've had a couple of like TV opportunities coming up and stuff, but just now we're kind of at the, like, slow and steady wins the race. We're just in no rush now because we realise the importance of enjoying the babies while they're babies. It's only going to be for another few months. And once they're in nursery and we actually have time to ourselves.
Well,
then we can focus on it all a lot more. Yeah.
Okay, well, we absolutely love you guys. And thank you so much for all of your tips and hints. And I'm literally, George has written
them down. Yeah, I know. I'm off to wear that better stuff.
And good luck with everything. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So as with every week, we will finish off by talking about our top five favourite products. So I'm going to kick off with tongs, a good pair of tongs.
Yeah, you're not saying thongs, you're
not
saying
thongs.
Tongs.
We get asked a lot about how we do our hair on Instagram. And the one thing which has really changed for me, especially since I cut my hair shorter, is I now use tongs pretty much like every day, every time I style my hair. I invested in the GHD Creative Curl Wand.
It's amazing.
It really is amazing. Again, it's quite expensive, but they often do like deals. So shop around. You can usually get 20 quid off somewhere. And they just last.
Yeah, I think that's the thing with this hairstyle, actually, that it doesn't take that long to do because you can just take pieces of hair, wrap it around the tong, and then you can sleep in it. And then the next day you can wake up, put a bit of dry shampoo, a bit of hairspray in it, and it still looks good. Like I said to G the other day, we're sort of morphing into the same person with our hairdos. I was like, when did you do that? And she goes, oh, it's 3 days old.
Yeah,
it's like,
it
still looks good.
Yeah, it just looks a bit like more unkempt, but you know, sometimes that's good.
Yeah, sort of dishevelled chic,
yes,
we call it.
Yes, exactly.
My favourite product at the moment is the Murad skincare range. Again, it is a little bit on the higher end in terms of cost, but I suffered really badly in my late 20s and during my pregnancies with melasma, which basically, if you don't know what that means, it's like, it sort of looks like someone's flicked mud at your face.
Yeah, and it's like common in pregnancy, isn't it?
Pigment damage, yeah. And it just wouldn't go. Didn't matter what product I was using, I was still left with it. I became quite self-conscious about it as well. I tried everything and I mean, touch wood, we're making really good progress with it. You can't actually see it any longer. So I'm using at the moment the Rapid Age Spot Correcting Serum, which is a complete game changer. I love all of their range. They do an amazing retinol night cream as well, which is a little bit topical. Like it does sometimes sting, and if it does, I stop using it. But yeah, I mean, Murad for me is the one.
Their products are amazing. This is more of a range of products actually. Benefit brow products, they are incredible. Like if I don't have anything on my brows, you literally cannot see them. They're so fair. So I really do have to use something. So I like the Gimme Brow, which is like a little mascara wand essentially.
I've got that too.
But you just brush it over your brows, like really, really quick. And another product from Benefit is this pen. It's called the Benefit Brow Contour Pen. And it's like one of those little clicker pens which had all the different colours on it that you had when you were at school. Yeah, but it's not. So it has like a light, like a brow pencil, a dark brow pencil, a highlighter and a corrector. And it's amazing. Just keep it in your bag. Just don't try and obviously write with it.
But if you don't have a pen, you could use that as well. Yeah, we love Benefit. Another kind of high street brand that we love is River Island. I mean, it's very hard to choose from the high street because I think we're so blessed living in England.
We are, exactly.
Our high street is unbelievable. I mean, why spend ridiculous amounts of money on clothes now because you can look so good on a bit of a budget? River Island are our go-to. They do amazing boots. Both G and I are rocking the whites
this
season.
We do love our white boots.
And, you know, just everything really. Like even their bikini range in the summer is so good.
It is incredible.
And it's not going to break your bank. So, yeah, River Island for us all the way.
And this is, again, not a product essentially, but investing in some luxury loungewear. You do find yourself at home a lot more when you become a mum, and you want something that is comfy, but also you can nip out to the shops in, or you just feel nice in. So I actually picked up cashmere tracksuit from Florence and Fred at Tesco recently. That was really nice. And I've got another one which isn't cashmere, but it looks really lovely from Next. So just invest in a few like little things like that you can just shove on and you still feel okay.
Because there's nothing worse than being at home all day with the baby and realising that you're still in like your pyjamas with a hoodie on top. You just feel really like, well, I do. I feel a bit Debbie Downer. So yeah, bit of cashmere in your life. Well, that finishes the podcast for this week. Thank you so much for listening. Please do give us, rate, review and subscribe to the podcast. That would be amazing. And if you do want to give us 5 stars, that would be lovely. And we'd love to hear your thoughts on it as well. Also, you can get in touch with us anytime if you want. Send us a little message on our Instagrams at Made by Mamas and on mine at Zoe Hartman. And we will get back to you as soon as we can. And we're going to be back here next week as well. We'll see you then.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.